Back to Ephesians 5:11, and we're going to have to close this morning, okay? So let's get back to Paul's letter about our duty. Here's the lesson this morning. Number one, biblical convictions start with the Bible. Number two, we are citizens of heaven. Number three, we're not there yet. We are living on earth. So how do biblical convictions, as good citizens, exposing evil, how does that play out? Number one, we should be exposing the dark world of abortion. Abortion is one of the darkest works of the human race. It is child sacrifice. And the only way it can survive is for darkness to survive. Wherever the light of truth and love comes, darkness flees away. What should we do as we expose evil? Should we make everybody feel horrible and outcast from? Did you know that, according to statistics, 43% of all women in their lifetime have an abortion? 43%, that's almost half. Do you realize that means in any church, in any time period in America, in every congregation, there will be multiple women who have had an abortion? Abortion is child sacrifice. It is murder of a child. There's no doubt about that. But when you expose that evil, do you just leave it there? Just leave everybody hanging over the fire of the abyss that they murdered an immortal soul? No. Part of that exposing is to bring the light of the gospel on it. And this is the last verse. I just can't go even though we're a little late. Look at Acts 13. Acts 13. Whenever we talk about issues, we don't just hammer people with the facts of the sin. We expose the world to Christ's powerful gospel of hope. Whenever you talk about abortion, right in step, right connected to it, should be the gospel of hope. To anyone who has had one or more than one abortion, here or somewhere else, Christ's words are for you. If 43% of all women in America have a child they are carrying killed by abortion, then doubtlessly, even someone here this morning has felt the horror to their soul. If you know the pain and guilt of being a murderer of your very own child, listen to Acts 13. Look at verse 38. These are great climactic words from the Apostle Paul, heralded to sinners in a city called Antioch of Pisidia. And this is what he says in verses 38 and 39. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and in him everyone who believes is justified from everything from which you could not be justified in the law of Moses. Do you know what that means? You know what Paul said? That's one of the best verses, those two, 38 and 39 in the Bible. Do you know what he said? There is forgiveness, all sins wiped away, even abortion. There is justification, the declaration of righteousness over against every kind of sin you have ever done. How can this be? The life and death of Jesus Christ, God's Son, pardons all debts and provides all righteousness for everyone who believes. Those who have been forgiven much, Jesus said in Luke 7:47, will love much. Oh, how sweetly the post-aborted women and men of Christ's church should love their Savior. Because though we sin greatly, He forgives completely. And when we look at these issues, we should look at individuals. And we should expose the dark world of abortion. We should expose the grave errors of homosexuality. We should expose the grave errors of American gambling and the whole anti-work establishment. But we should be individuals who dispense hope in the midst of dark times. The hope of the glorious, forgiving, justifying work of Jesus Christ. You know, the real issue this election is not who wins, but whether or not America's evil is going to go unabated. We should be praying, and we should be taking our bushel baskets off, and every one of us lighting a wider and wider area. And when that light exposes dirt, sin, and evil in people's lives, we should rush to the scene, kind of like those fire trucks did this morning, with our lights on, and tell them about the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And tell them, we have a God who is pro-life and pro-marriage and pro-justice and pro-work, but he is also a God who saves individuals, who justifies sinners, who forgives and removes the deepest stains. I hope that you've experienced his forgiveness, that you love him much, and that you shine the light of his glorious gospel to our sin-darkened world.